Accession number 19389, Reel 5.
Reel 5.
Yes, so the mortar expires and I'm intact. Leap to my feet and I rush back and dive frantically into the hole with these two young Brits, and one of them was actually crying because he'd seen me blown to bits. He never had a shadow of doubt in his mind. I was long since evaporated. So they were both, I don't know whether they were more distressed that I reappeared upon the scene or the fact that I'd got out of it unharmed. Anyway, the Chinese must have known we were there, and they put in a bit of an attack, and they mortared us first, so being severely outnumbered, we decided to leave, and discretion was the better part of it. But while with the DLIs, how long was I with them? I think I was with them about 3 weeks, and I would have got into four scrapes in those 3 weeks, including a daylight one when we went, the Yanks, of course. We went after some prisoners. They'd seen Chinese moving on a feature called Cloncurry between 227 and 355. Used to be disputed every night. That's where we were when the Morden early got me. And we'd sashayed over there. The Yanks had put up a big loudspeaker, had a Chinese speaker there telling these fellows to surrender, which they didn't, of course. And so we went down in broad daylight. Some went across and mounted a defence between 227, and the rest of us were scallywagging around on Cloncurry trying to find these Chinese, but they had tunnels going underground. Lord knows how far they went, but there was none of us stupid enough to go down looking for them anyway. So then we got a bit of a pizzling from the Chinese artillery and we all dashed back home, with the DLI losing a few men on the way. I got a watch too. I managed to loot an American Army issue watch off a deceased Chinaman. So all was not lost. There was a profit. Then I eventually went back to 3 Battalion, and 3 Battalion, as I recall, relieved the DLI on 355. Back on there. And that's about it, eh?
Just one final word. How do you feel about having served in Korea?
No regrets at all. No regrets at all. It was obviously a battle, I think, that had to be fought, because if they'd have just walked over the top of the South Koreans as they were going to, and the poor damn Yanks that were first sent in there, I don't see whether they'd have bothered to stop after that, really. But it was so expensive for the Chinese and North Koreans, and certainly expensive for our people. It gave everyone a reason to pause and think from then on. So I think it was a worthwhile conflict.